Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of Adriano Espaillat, the representative from New York's 13th District. Adriano Espaillat's biography. Adriano Espaillat, born September 27, 1954, in Santiago, Dominican Republic, is a Democratic U.S. representative serving New York's 13th Congressional District. Espaillat made history in 2016 as the first Dominican American and the first formerly undocumented immigrant elected to the United States Congress. This district, which encompasses Upper Manhattan, Harlem, Hamilton Heights, and parts of the Bronx, is one of New York City's most culturally vibrant and diverse areas. Espaillat's own background as an immigrant shapes much of his political work and advocacy, and he remains a vocal proponent of immigration reform, affordable housing, and social equity. Espaillat's journey to the U.S. began when he was a young child. His family immigrated to New York City, where they initially struggled with poverty and the challenges of adjusting to a new culture and language. These early experiences gave him a deep understanding of the immigrant experience and a commitment to supporting immigrant communities and addressing the challenges they face. Espaillat attended public schools in New York City and went on to study at Queens College, City University of New York, where he earned a degree in political science. From an early age, he was involved in community advocacy, working to support Dominican immigrants and low-income residents in Upper Manhattan. His community involvement led him to serve as a member of Manhattan's Community Board 12, where he gained first-hand experience in tackling local issues like housing, education, and healthcare. Espaillat's political career officially began in 1996 when he was elected to the New York State Assembly, representing the 72nd District in Northern Manhattan. During his time in the Assembly, Espaillat focused on issues such as tenants' rights, affordable housing, education funding, and healthcare access. His work in the Assembly established him as a leading voice for New York's Latino community, and he developed a reputation as a tireless advocate for marginalized and working-class residents. After serving 14 years in the Assembly, Espaillat was elected to the New York State Senate in 2010, where he continued his work on key issues such as housing, immigration, and labor rights. In the Senate, he sponsored legislation to support rent control, tenant protections, and resources for small businesses. His time in the state legislature provided him with valuable legislative experience and deepened his commitment to tackling economic inequality and supporting urban communities. In 2016, Espaillat ran for the U.S. House of Representatives, seeking to fill the seat vacated by longtime Congressman Charles Rangel. In a competitive race, Espaillat's platform emphasized the importance of affordable housing, immigrant rights, and educational opportunities for underserved communities. He won the election, becoming the first Dominican American in Congress and representing a district with one of the largest concentrations of Latino residents in the country. Since then, Espaillat has been re-elected multiple times, and he has continued to focus on issues that directly impact his constituents in New York's 13th District. Throughout his time in Congress, Espaillat has served on key committees, including the House Committee on Foreign Affairs and the Committee on Education and Labor. These roles allow him to influence policy areas crucial to his district, such as education funding, labor rights, and international relations, particularly those involving Latin America and the Caribbean. His work on these committees reflects his commitment to expanding opportunities and equity for all Americans, especially immigrants and working families. Espaillat has also championed efforts to protect affordable housing and combat displacement in New York City. In a city where housing costs are among the highest in the nation, Espaillat has consistently advocated for increased funding for public housing, tenant protections, and the construction of affordable housing units. He views housing as a fundamental right and works to ensure that his constituents are not priced out of their neighborhoods by rising rents and gentrification. In addition to his work on housing, Espaillat has been a strong advocate for immigration reform, pushing for a more humane immigration system that provides pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, protects immigrant families, and promotes fair treatment for refugees and asylum seekers. His own experience as an immigrant fuels his dedication to these issues, and he often emphasizes the contributions of immigrants to American society and the need for policies that reflect these values. Espaillat lives in Harlem, where he remains active in community events and keeps close ties with his constituents. Known for his approachable and passionate style, he frequently meets with residents to hear their concerns and advocate on their behalf in Washington, D.C. Why people support Adriano Espaillat? Representative Adriano Espaillat has a loyal base of supporters in New York's 13th District who appreciate his commitment to immigrant rights, affordable housing, and his efforts to address economic and social inequality. One of the primary reasons people support Espaillat is his dedication to immigrant communities. As the first formerly undocumented immigrant elected to Congress, Espaillat represents a powerful voice for immigrants, particularly those in Latino and Caribbean communities in New York City. His advocacy for immigration reform, pathways to citizenship, and protections for undocumented families resonates deeply with constituents who feel he genuinely understands their experiences and struggles. Supporters also value his commitment to affordable housing. In a city where housing affordability is a constant challenge, Espaillat has consistently worked to secure funding for public housing, fight for tenant protections, and advocate for policies that prevent displacement and gentrification. His focus on housing resonates with constituents who face the pressure of rising rents and the risk of being priced out of their neighborhoods. Many view Espaillat as a crucial advocate for housing rights and stability in their communities. Another major factor in Espaillat's support is his focus on education and labor rights. He has consistently pushed for increased funding for public schools, workforce development programs, and resources for low-income students. Espaillat's advocacy for equitable educational opportunities and his efforts to support workers' rights resonate with constituents who prioritize social mobility and economic security for their families. Espaillat's position on foreign policy, especially as it relates to Latin America and the Caribbean, is also appreciated by his supporters. As a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he has championed policies that support human rights, democracy, and economic development in Latin America, a stance that reflects the concerns and interests of many of his constituents with family ties to the region. His work in this area strengthens connections between immigrant communities in the U.S. and their home countries, helping his constituents feel represented on the global stage. Lastly, Espaillat's approachable and dedicated style has endeared him to many New Yorkers in his district. He is known for his strong presence in the community, often attending local events, meeting with constituents, and advocating for their needs both in New York and in Washington, D.C. This hands-on approach helps build trust and reinforces his commitment to fighting for the people he represents. Why people don't support Adriano Espaillat? While Adriano Espaillat enjoys strong support among many in his district, he also faces criticism from various groups and individuals who disagree with his policies or approach. One of the main points of criticism against Espaillat is his progressive stance on immigration. While his policies resonate with many immigrant communities, some critics argue that his approach does not prioritize border security or the economic concerns of native-born Americans. They feel his support for pathways to citizenship and protections for undocumented immigrants may come at the expense of stricter immigration enforcement, an issue that divides some of his constituents. Another area of criticism is his focus on affordable housing and tenant protections. While many appreciate his work to secure housing stability, some property owners and landlords argue that his policies place too many restrictions on the rental market. They believe that Espaillat's support for rent control and tenant protections may disincentivize investment in housing development, potentially leading to a shortage of available units. Espaillat's stance on labor rights has also drawn opposition, particularly from business owners who argue that his policies favor workers at the expense of economic flexibility. His support for union protections and worker benefits, while popular among labor groups, has led some business advocates to criticize his approach as limiting businesses' ability to grow and create jobs. Additionally, Espaillat's emphasis on foreign policy in Latin America has been criticized by some who feel he should prioritize domestic issues over international affairs. While his focus on Latin American and Caribbean policy aligns with the interests of immigrant communities, some constituents argue that his attention to international issues may distract from addressing urgent local concerns in New York. Finally, some constituents feel that Espaillat's close alignment with progressive democratic policies does not fully reflect the range of views within his district. New York's 13th district is politically diverse, and critics argue that Espaillat's progressive stance on issues such as policing, public safety, and social services may not align with the perspectives of more moderate or conservative residents. They feel that his focus on progressive policies may not always address the practical needs of a diverse community. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.